Hey, Kwan. Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Kwan. Maybe he's not there. Oh, he's muted.
He's muted.
Yep.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Okay.
Yep, everything's good.
I'm going shopping.
Oh, okay.
This.
What else do you need?
Well.
Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you? Oh,
she's muted.
She's muted. That's okay. See you later.
Hey, Jim. Hi. Bye.
Bye.
He's going to the grocery store to get our 5% off at ShopRite.
Oh, cool.
Gotta go.
Hi, all. Sorry to be late. We're using the Bolton Sewers account this evening, so I had to like actually log into it, and I think in order for it to record. Kelly, stop. So I know Paula won't be able to join us tonight. I have not. Rhea probably won't be able to either because there's a three board meeting tonight.
Oh, I
which
forgot.
I'm supposed to be at. I can't be at two places at once. I have not heard from Ann or Dan or Milton. That's everybody, I think. So we do not yet, we need six for a quorum, I think. If I recall.
I was talking with Shay a couple days ago, and one of the things we talked about was how we all wait.
Oh, I was gonna say, I can hear something in the background.
Yeah.
That's
did you hear from Paula?
Yes, you can't make it tonight.
Oh, okay.
She said. Her text didn't make sense, so I'm not sure where she is. but I know she can be.
Oh, okay. That happens.
But I'm not sure about Jim. She's the other one who's usually here. Sorry for the late notice of the meeting, but it's been a little crazy lately. The materials. We have a light agenda today. I know Kwan is listening and he's in the background, even though he's not on camera. So we'll start the meeting, even though folks aren't here, we don't have a quorum, we'll just skip through. So
the only thing we can't really do is vote on anything.
Right.
Yeah. We can table the minutes until next month.
Right.
We have a quorum.
Oh, now we do. Hi, yeah. Melanie, how are you?
Nope.
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Joining. So yes, we do have a quorum now. So Paula said she would watch the recording to take the minutes so that know how to take the minutes while we do the meeting. So for the record, we will call the meeting to order, or call the meeting to order at 7:03. And we have present myself, Amanda Gordon, John Toomey, Cheryl Yeldon, Milton Ives, Kwan Gordon, and Jen Tier. So did you guys all see the agenda? It's pretty brief from last.
Yes.
Okay. So the first thing on the agenda, of course I don't have it up in front of me, is usually public comment. and I'm assuming there's no one here who wants to comment. So we will quickly move on to the next item of the agenda, which is the approval of the minutes from the September meeting. Our minutes are usually pretty brief. I don't know if anybody had a chance to look at them, take a look at them and approve them. And would like to make a motion to approve them. It was Kwan, John, Jen, Anne, Rhea, Cheryl, and Paula, and myself at the September meeting.
I motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Jen.
Second.
Well, we have 3 seconds.
So I'll give it to Mel.
We'll give it to Belton. Belton is going to second it. Great. Any questions or comments on the minute before we take a vote?
No.
All righty. All in favor of approving the September 20th, 2022 meeting minutes, please say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor. Great. Thank you. All right. So next item on the agenda is a recap for the presentation to the Board of Selectmen. So we did present to the Board of Selectmen on October 4th. It was a very long meeting and we got bumped down the agenda. So I tried to present as quickly but thoroughly as I possibly could. Jen was present online, John was present in person, Kwan was present in person, as was Paula. And so I had prepared a PowerPoint presentation as we had discussed at our September meeting, going over the highlights of the report. So really just giving a brief overview of why we created the survey, how we created the survey, how we distributed the survey, going into the key findings on the survey, and then our recommendations. The board was cognizant of the fact that our term technically runs out in November. They were also cognizant of the fact that we did not present on the youth survey yet. Paula is working on the youth survey. There were only 46 respondents to that, so hopefully it's a little bit easier. She is doing the same type of analysis that I did. However, you know, she and I are going to have to sit down and kind of see how that pans out, because when you have a smaller end, looking at the smaller subgroups may be a bit more challenging, right? Because they're going to be just that much smaller than our larger survey group of 182 that we had for the adult survey. So they did, you know, they do want to see the results of that survey. And so we will prepare something for them. They did ask how long we thought we might need for the preparation of those results. And so we have gotten until February's Board of Selectmen meeting to do that. And they approved the extension of the commission and all of our terms until February. So it is my hope that those of you who are on this committee will be willing to sit on the committee at least through February. We do have to vote on meeting dates and times, since we only had through this meeting was our last scheduled meeting. So we do need to vote on the proposed meeting times for November, December, and January. And I will need to get those to the town to get those officially filed with the town. We did discuss, obviously, as one of the recommendations, which you well know is the permanent extension of this commission. And I would frame it as there were mixed feelings from the board on that. I don't know if Jen Kowan or John would sum it up any differently than that. There were some that were very strongly in favor of continuing it, thinking that it's very important. And there were others who kind of weren't sure this is an issue that Bolton should take on as a municipality. If I were to summarize the sentiments, I guess, that came out in the meeting. So, at this point, there was, they were just digesting the report. There was a strong sentiment that they needed more time to digest the long report. Some folks said that they wanted to read through it a couple more times or hadn't gotten all the way through it yet. So hopefully between now and February, they will have more time to think about it. So obviously no, other than extending us through February, no other votes were taken on any of the issues recommended. I will say that after our presentation, after everybody left, another agenda item further down on the agenda was the diversity training that they're scheduling. So they usually do a diversity training with town employees every 2 years. So it just happened to be that the next one is coming up. So they anticipate scheduling that for the December timeframe. They did say that they will make it available to commission members and not just employees, but that, right now, it's not required for volunteers who are on commissions, which was something that we had suggested in our report, that it be a requirement for all commission members and employees. But looking forward to getting that information, at least sharing it, and hopefully asking the town to send it out to all the commission members so that they at least know it's a possibility for them to join in should they like to. So that is kind of a brief summary of what happened at the Board of Selectmen meeting for folks that weren't able to make it. I don't know if anyone else who was there wanted to chime in and give your thoughts on what happened.
I'm not sure how well received it was. It was hard, having spoken, I'm not sure what the response really was. Nobody said anything.
In my honest take of being present, looking at people's, expressions, facial expressions, those kind of body language cues, mm-hmm. I did feel that when it came to the question of, doing something, a permanent basis for the commission, it was more of a mixed read. So that, that's the best, takeaway that I got from that particular point of the meeting.
Yeah, I think we'd have to really sell it, quite frankly. I think we have a couple months to plan, right? There was a woman sitting behind me at the meeting, Merrick McFarland, who said she would be interested in joining the commission if it were to be extended. So that was great to hear that there is interest in an ongoing thing. And Nicole Fink, I believe, was also there.
Yeah, Nicole was there. I think she's a tad too busy, but she, in the future, she may be.
Yeah, but I think she was there to listen, at least, which shows support.
Between
You're fading in and out, John. We can't hear you very well. Right. Might be better if you turn off your camera. And sometimes you have issues.
Yeah, that could be it. Okay, let me do that. Hold on.
You got a little better there. I mean, we have a couple months to plan. Like, I think we'll have to spend time on the youth report, obviously. But I don't think we need to go as in depth on the analysis in terms of, you know, explaining how it's done, because the numbers just don't justify that kind of in depth quantitative analysis. But I also, you know, was hoping, as opposed to coming in and saying these are our recommendations, mull it over. I kind of am hoping that we can go into February with a very clear plan. And my thought was that I would like to make an ask of the Board of Selectmen to put a vote on the extension of the commission on the February agenda, as well as I would like to have them vote on request that they put on the agenda a vote on the proclamation that we put into the report. Now, they could turn me down and say, we're not even going to put that on the agenda, right? Like, they could say that they're not willing to put it on the agenda because they may or may not want to take a vote on those things, right? But at least then I can have it in writing that they don't want it put on the agenda. You know, I think all of us around this table feel like this topic is important. Otherwise, I don't think we'd be here. You know, and I think that we can draft what that resolution would look like for the permanent commission, right? It'll give us a little more time to think about it and be thoughtful about what we envision this permanent commission doing. So we have a couple months to mull it over, but wondering what you guys have, you know, what your thoughts are on the approach we should take and the work we should be doing between now and February, apart from the youth survey analysis.
Amanda, are there other meetings of our audience prior to that February meeting?
Of the Board of Selectmen?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they have a meeting every month, so November, December, and January.
So I'm thinking it would be important for us to socialize, even if it's informally, with those members, what we're trying to get at, and making sure they're paying attention to it prior to that meeting, so we almost have an expectation of what the answer is going to be before we get there, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Pam had approached you to join the committee, and I know it was an important commission for her. You know, she was originally attending some of the meetings, right? So I know this is, you know, at least she has verbally stated that this is an important topic for her. So I'm hoping to have her support in the long run. And I know definitely that we have Adam's support. I'm not sure where Bob DiPietro stands. I mean, you know, I think he's supportive, but he also made some comments at the meeting about how, like, you know, he thinks that perhaps if this survey was done 10 years from now, we might still have the same results, kind of like this fatalistic approach, like, can we have an impact, right? So I'm not sure how he would feel about the permanent commission. And Mike Aramita and Bob Mora are a little bit harder for me to read. I don't know them as well, so.
Okay, so I know Pam relatively well. I know Bob DiPietro. I've been working with him at the Knights of Columbus for however many years, but if there's something specifically that I could discuss with him specifically before then, I think if we're going to get what we want out of this, I think it's important that we, I hate to say it that way, right, but we stack the deck and we talk about it beforehand and not just hope that there's some result to plan for it and prepare for it and lay the groundwork. And so with Pam and Bob, there's something I can do, I would be very happy to do that.
Jen, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was just wondering if the town is going to share the report that we did, like on their social media or anywhere.
Hopefully. I did indicate in the report that it would at least be shared on their website. I do have to figure out a way to get them all the data because I want to be very transparent with it. They should have access to the back end of the data too. I just have to figure out a way to get it to fit all on one page. So yes, I mean, my hope is that it certainly goes out there and we could certainly ask permission to share it. Like if, you know, ask them to make a very concerted request that they share it on social media. So that's a good idea. We'll definitely do that. For the folks that are on the call now, are you guys, I know your terms have been extended to February, but you were kind of all in hold because you guys weren't all there. But are all of those on the call tonight okay with extending your terms to February and able to participate through then?
Yep.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Sure.
I'll touch base with Rhea and Paula, I'm sure is already a yes because she's still continuing, and Dan and why am I drawing a blank? Anne. I'll reach out to them and make sure they're okay as well. So my thought, although I have not looked at a calendar, was that we would just keep the same third Tuesday of the month moving forward for November's meeting, December's and January's meeting. And so quickly looking at a calendar, that would be November 15th, December 20th, in January 17th. Would that work for everyone?
Yep. Those are fine.
I don't have my calendar, but I'll put them down. What'd you say for November? I'm sorry.
November 15th.
15th.
In January?
January 17th and December 20th.
Good.
And the February Bolton Board of Selectmen meeting is Tuesday, February 7th.
Is that set in stone? Have they voted on stuff going into the new year yet?
They've been doing the first Tuesday of the month for, I want to say, decades.
Okay.
Things can change, but it's probably true. But we'll know better in January.
Right.
Just in case, I don't think there's anything special that day would prevent it, unless a snowstorm. It's 2 days before my baby sister's birthday. It always snows 4 days, one side or the other of her birthday. So, you know, we have had 3 feet.
Let's not mention snow yet.
Sure.
It was like 65 degrees just yesterday. So I'll stay there. I haven't switched my closet over. So if everybody is okay with November 15th, December 20th, and January 17th, I would accept a motion to approve. Thank you, Cheryl. And seconded by Jen. Any conversation before we vote? All right, all in favor of those meetings as previously stated, please say aye.
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 Go on. I'm assuming he's good.
Aye.
There, I hear him in the background. Great. All right. So unanimous vote. Awesome. Okay. Thanks for that. So the next item on the agenda is the youth survey. So I already kind of briefly mentioned I had sent the data to Paula previously. She got more tied up with her son's wedding than she anticipated being, but she is working on the analysis of that. We'll probably be bringing that to the team for the November meeting for discussion so that we can begin working on that presentation. Because the November 15th meeting is less than 30 days away, it will be considered a special meeting, which means that no items will be able to be added to the agenda. But other than that, we don't typically add items to the agenda anyways. The other two meetings will be regular meetings. So I am at the end of my agenda for this evening, but would, you know, open the floor to anything you guys wanted to discuss related to the commission, ideas you have for what you think we should be doing between now and February. you know, approaches that you think we should be taking aside from trying to speak with people outside of the Board of Selectmen meeting to try and feel them out and get their support ahead of time. Does anybody else have other ideas?
I'm interested in how comfortable did it feel at the Board of Selectmen meeting when you guys were presenting the data and the suggestions?
Well, we had a guest who was online for the entire meeting and then drove and showed up in person just for my presentation and then left and went home for the rest of it, Mr. Fournier, which was interesting. I don't know, you know, I present for a living, so I'm pretty comfortable regardless of the, you know, the environment. I will say, given how long the meeting was, I felt very pressed to go very quickly, and so kind of felt like maybe I didn't do it justice, you know, and couldn't take the time to really flesh out the details and share it as well as I might have, but there was definitely support in the room.
Okay, good.
You know, it certainly didn't feel like we were unwelcome there. I definitely think that there is open-mindedness. And I truly think that some people were shocked by some of the statements that were made in the survey. I think that was very eye-opening for some people. Yeah. Because I think they just don't think that kind of stuff gets said.
Yep.
In Portland. You know, I think that, you know, the numbers were small, right? So the percentage of people that felt discriminated against or felt unwelcome, it's a minority. But that said, I think that most people, and Adam vocalized it, that, you know, if we are to feel that we are a town that's welcoming to people, then we need to be welcoming to everybody. And one person is one person too many to feel unwelcome in our town, right? And so he vocalized that sentiment. I don't know how many people agree with it or disagree with it, but it was there. It was stated for the record. And just feeling, you know, Adam again said that we need to be on the right side of this. You know, I think it's just, does the town want to tackle this as a town thing? Or I can't remember. I'm honest. It was Mike who was in the room, I think. I think it was Mike who said, could this become a part of another commission or another committee? And I kind of wasn't sure, like, how I felt about that or, like, what that would look like, whether it would be a subcommittee or I'm not sure.
This feels like a very specific focus, doesn't it, though? To me, I think.
I think so.
Go ahead, John.
I really don't know how my presentation was received because I was just talking, and I can't believe all the different things I had to talk about that evening. I was exhausted by the time I was done after covering so many different topics for that and the Heritage Farm. But I, you know, again, I truly don't know what the response was when I said what I said, because, you know, I started out as, you know, here I am, a poor little rich kid, but things don't always appear to what they seem to be. And I'd have no idea how that ever came across, because, you know, and it's to their advantage, to their benefit, that the selectmen really did listen, I felt. It's hard to tell what people are doing when they're on a screen, you know, across the room. I really was trying to at least look that way, but it was too much to look at and talk at the same time. I could only do so much. But I think that it would be good to continue this commission, and I think that we hopefully can be included when the town does their diversity training. Having been on many boards and commissions over all these decades, there have been different trainings that have been provided to both town employees and boards and commission members, such as the Freedom of Information. I know they had, most recent one I recall is sexual harassment training for everyone, town employees and boards and commissions. And I would think this would be a perfect fit for boards and commissions as well as the town employees. And that we should probably try to stress that it's, there's certainly precedent has been set.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Jen, you were gonna chime in?
Yes, several years ago, well, maybe 3 or 4 years ago when I wanted to join a board or commission, I know that they had something called like an ethics commission.
Yes.
I don't think that they've been, that it's been intact for a long time though, but to me that's like a little bit related.
It's intact. It just, I think it needs members.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
They're very exactly. short on members.
Yeah.
And I am not 100% sure what the ethics committee does. I'd have to look at the charter for that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I will say that, you know, thankfully John and Colin both shared personal stories with the Board of Selectmen to supplement, you know, the data that we shared to give it kind of a personal feel to it, to bring home the fact that, you know, they have both experienced things in Bolton due to the way that they identify. And it's hard to, you know, deny someone who's sharing their story right in front of you, right? So like right. you can deny what's on paper, but it would be very hard to deny someone sharing, you know, a vulnerable story with you in person. And so I think they were appreciative of their willingness to share at the meetings.
And I still have more stories to share.
You can write a book, John.
Yeah.
I think there's openness, and I think we just have to, you know, take a very deliberate approach, I guess I would say. I will say that to your point earlier, Jen, I do feel like we need to get it out more. Right. And I think that could be part of our strategy as well, as to garner support from the town for it, from town members. Right. Because I mean, if there's no support from the town, like kind of to Adam's point, he was very supportive of it. But he said, do you think there's anybody who would be willing to do this and to staff this commission? Right. And so wanting to be sure that there is a critical threshold of people that would be interested in something like this moving forward. And so I think it may make sense to share the results and to kind of put feelers out there of people that would be interested in continuing this further. Because, you know, you do need a good core group of people who are willing to do the work in order to be effective. So that could be part of our approach in the next 3 months as well. So I can commit to pulling together some ideas between now and the next meeting in November, which isn't that far away. It's in the beginning of November, unfortunately. The clock just keeps ticking. So some ideas of approaches we could take. I will reach out to the Board of Selectmen and ask if they plan to share the report on social media, and if not, can they, or if not, can I? And ask them to please post it on the website and maybe come with some draft ideas on a resolution for our commission. I can see if I can look into some resolutions that exist for towns that have such commissions, right? I know there are towns, I believe Coventry has one, and I know, John, you've said it's
Newington. Weathersfield. I was on the commission in Weathersfield for a short time, and Manchester has one as well. And I'm sure that all the major cities must have some kind of human rights and relations.
Yeah. I mean, I think the more we can get something from a similar town might sell them further right, like you might expect a Manchester or a Hartford or East Hartford to have a commission, but if we can demonstrate that other smaller towns like ours have it as well, that may also go towards making the case for why it's important. So anything else we need to discuss before we adjourn for the evening? As a plug, I will say that there is a group called Coalition on Diversity and Equity that operates, it's formally a nonprofit now, that operates out of Hebron, Andover, Marlboro, and Columbia. They may be open to extending if we want to join, but I will be sitting on a panel tomorrow night for a virtual forum on, I think we're all millennials, and where we want to live. So it's funded by the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving with money related to housing specifically. And so it's a panel of young folks who went to school with, grew up in, or currently live in Hebron with the goal of trying to like just figure out what young people are looking for in their towns with an eye towards housing and diversity. So if any of you guys are interested and you want to turn it on, it's been shared on social media. But that'll be tomorrow night at 7:00. They've had some other good forums as well that they've done. So some food for thought that we can get from them, I think, and stuff that they've already done. So, all right, guys.
Invite them to come join us next month or the month after.
They have also formed, I guess, a formalized 501c3 dedicated to affordable housing. So to build affordable housing in here. Yep. So they're about to roll out the 830G in, which could get very interesting. Mm-hmm. Which is basically an 830G, for those who are not familiar, is a way to force affordable housing into a town. You kind of want to avoid going that route. Mm-hmm. So that's why it behooves us as a town to get ahead of things and really be planful about affordable housing and trying to get it the way, you know, the way that works for everybody, as opposed to, you know, having to have it come down with a hammer. So it'll be interesting. Lots going on in small towns these days, that's for sure. So, all right. I hope to see you all on November 8th at a polling site somewhere. Get up and exercise your right to vote.
Nick, I hope you all know where you're supposed to go.
I do. I got a new spot, so I'm ready to go there.
Okay, good.
Awesome. If not, I have it all memorized, so feel free to reach out. All right, guys. Have a great night. Thanks again for a good meeting, and we'll see you in November.
See you later.
Good night.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.